Hello, it's Ursula here with a quick ad for my new ebook, The Soul Midwife. It's a Victorian Gothic novel ideal for a bit of escapism. As a listener to this podcast, you can use the code HypnoSOS50 for a 50% discount on the cover price. You can also find all this information in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the podcast. Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. This week's HypnoSOS is all about making time, especially when you feel a bit stressed and you don't feel that there's enough. There's always time. Let me show you the way. Sit down or lie down. It really doesn't matter which. As long as you feel comfortable. And with your eyes comfortably closed, you can let go of your surroundings and start to focus your attention on your inner world. And the easiest way to do this is with your breath. Your breath that will carry everything you need in and carry out everything you need to release. So without any further thought, your breath can help you to start to relax all the way through. Relax. And there really is nothing else for you to do except to breathe and expect to allow yourself a moment in time where the only thing that you need to focus on is your breath. And even if you don't focus on it, it continues. It continues to carry you ever deeper still into a state of calm, into a moment in which you can and you will allow yourself to forget about anything else other than being in this moment. For the more you fully engage with this moment, the more control you take over it. And the more control you take, the more profoundly you can engage. For as you relax, you open the doorway between your thoughts and your feelings and create a flow that stems from your breath, taking things in and letting them go without needing to analyze or think, to explain, to remember. There is nothing for you to do except to be. And by being in the moment, you can lose track of time, just as you do when you're really, really absorbed in something wonderful, something you're enjoying. Time passes without you noticing. And there are other times when, for whatever reason, you're neither engaged nor enjoying with what's happening. Time seems to drag. So finding enough time, feeling that you have time, really depends on how you perceive what it is that you're doing, or thinking, or feeling. And because of this, you can change time to make more of it, to be fully engaged in the things that you enjoy doing and get on with the things that you don't enjoy. So that you can and you will move ever faster towards the time when you do the thing that you can. And I know that may seem confusing, but it really doesn't matter, because your unconscious mind understands and recognizes that. There are always times when we are enjoying less, and others when we are enjoying more. But in these moments, your unconscious mind can remind you that by fully engaging with that which you don't enjoy doing, you can get it done quicker, get it out of the way, and have more time to do what you enjoy. And it's a curious thing that even though the thing which in the past you didn't enjoy doing hasn't changed, by changing your perception of it, you engage with it more and time moves more quickly. And there will be times when you remember this and times when you forget. There will be times when you are fully conscious and engaged, and others when you're unconsciously doing and disengaged with that moment, doing something you don't enjoy doing, but somewhere in a pocket of your mind, you find time to reflect and daydream. Daydream of the moment when you're free to do the thing that you want to do. So time can move in many directions. It is very elastic. It is time for you to make time move as you wish it to. And another very important thing for you to know is that when you are stressed or disturbed. You feel as if you don't have enough time. But by relaxing just as you're doing now, your perception of time changes, and you then feel you do have enough time. There is always enough time. Time to be. Time to think. Time to act. Time to react. Time to relax. And in these moments, this time for relaxing, you can continue to breathe deeper still, deeper still. You can forget every word if you wish, or remember all of it. But the fact is, you will connect with and unconsciously remember everything that has relevance and is important to you. Find time to be kind to yourself. Make time to love. Schedule in joy. I do. Before anything else, I make sure there is a slot in my day to do something just for me. And you can do that too. And it helps. It helps you stay on track. It helps by finding time, making time, and spending time doing something you enjoy. Even the things that are not so enjoyable pass more rapidly as you feel calmer, more in control, feeling better. Better and more optimistic than you felt in a long, long while. And so, in a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10. And at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy, and appropriate sensations and responses will be back with you, and you will feel so much better. You may even be unsure of how much time has passed, as your perception changed, even while you are listening. But there is enough time. There's always enough time to laugh, to smile, to smell the roses, to be. So ready. 1, 2, 3. More aware. 4, 5. 6. More alert. 7. 8. Eyes open. Wide open. 9. And 10. Fully wide awake. Thank you for listening to this week's HypnoSOS. And if you have enjoyed it, well, you already know what to do. Thank you.